So our Lord presents us with many puzzles today. I know when I think of puzzles, I always think of a video game I used to play called Impossible Mission. Impossible Mission, it was on the old, I don't know if you remember, the old Commodore 64, one of the first computers. That was my favorite computer. They went out of business. But anyway, in this video game, you had to defeat these robots and collect these little pieces of puzzles. And then at the end of the game, you had to put this puzzle all back together. After I beat all the robots, I thought the game was over. But then you had to put the puzzles back together to figure out the hidden message. Well, anyway, our Lord, you know, he gives us a few different puzzles today to put together. First, in the first reading, in the gospel, we hear all these names, these beautiful names, you know, and all these names are descendants of our Lord Jesus. See, this is an easy puzzle for the Jewish people because they would have realized that their king, their Messiah, was going to come from a descendant of Abraham, and from a descendant of King David. And so that's why Matthew focuses on all these names. And then they hear the final one, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then they realize that that is the Messiah that they've been waiting for all these years. So that's one puzzle. Another puzzle, today it's a little bit harder. Today on December, from this day to Christmas, we focus on different names of our Lord. So we hear those names in the little antiphon, the little verse that I sing right before the gospel. Today's name of the Lord is O Wisdom. And tomorrow will be a different one. It'll be O Lord. The next day will be O Root of Jesse. And then O Day Star, O King of the Nations, O God is with us. These are called the O antiphons. And all these names are from the Old Testament, specifically from the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah prophesies about the Messiah to come and that he's going to have that, you know, all these particular names will refer to him. And so in this season leading up to Christmas, one of the last weeks before Christmas, we start hearing those names. And so again, the people will realize, oh, this is a fulfillment of what Isaiah was talking about. This is the person that we are waiting for because he's going to have all these names. So that puzzle's a little bit harder to figure out, but they did. They hear these names and they realize that the birth of the Savior is going to come. Well, here's the hardest puzzle of all in these particular names, and it's really kind of cool. It's kind of a hidden puzzle. If you take all these names that our Lord has given, like so the ones I just mentioned, O Wisdom, O Lord, O Root of Jesse, etc. And each one of those names has a Latin word for it. So O Wisdom is O Sapientiae. O Lord is O Adonai. O Root of Jesse is O Radix Jesse, and etc. If you take those Latin names and you take the first letter of each of those names, and you start from the end of the week and you go backwards, it spells a message. And that message in Latin is Ero Cross. You know what that means? Ero Cross means tomorrow he will come. So here we are waiting in anticipation for the Lord to come. And we're pronouncing all these beautiful names. We're pronouncing that, yes, he's going to be the descendant. This is the fulfillment of the descendant of David and Abraham. And that at the end of this week, that after we say the last antiphon, the last name of our Lord, we remember, we hear the message, tomorrow he will come. So our Lord comes to fulfill our hearts. And it truly is a great season of joy, which is what we celebrate in lighting this rose candle today. May we let our Lord in, let him fill our hearts. Nothing is impossible for God. He comes to save us from our sins. He comes to lift us up. So with God, all things are possible.